Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Two men were hiking through the woods when one of them cried out, "Snake, run!" His companion laughed, "Oh, relax, it's only a baby. Don't you hear the rattle?" Well, if I heard a rattle in the woods, I would not stop to investigate. Snakes give me a serious case of the heebie-jeebies, but I've been learning about them lately. For instance, did you know there are flying snakes? Great, Phil, that's hysterical. One more thing to be terrified of. The good news is you won't see a flying snake until it hits you. I'm kidding. They're only in the tropical rainforests of southern Asia, and strictly speaking, flying snakes don't fly. They glide. Oh, that really helps, Phil. Thanks. But bear with me. In preparation for takeoff, a flying snake slithers to the end of a high tree branch, coils its body like a spring, then launches itself. Once airborne, he flattens out like a long, snaky pancake and undulates from side to side, slithering through the air, and, using his head to steer, he targets an incoming tree branch and lands with a flop. You're waiting for the punchline, aren't you? There isn't one. I am just fascinated by creation and awesome creatures that seem too weird to be true. Creatures that speak loudly of a creative God with a sense of humor. Creatures like the Thresher Shark. Oh, great, Phil. Snakes and sharks on the same show. Thanks. But hold on a second. If ever you see a Thresher Shark, you won't forget it. The upper fin on its tail is about as long as the shark's body. And the power of this long gangly tail fin can propel the Thresher 3 body lengths out of the water. And it really comes in handy on the hunt. At lunchtime, the Thresher Shark swims towards a school of fish, arches its back, and cracks its tail over its head like a bullwhip. And voila, fish and chips. Isn't that fantastic? By the way, I was walking down a beach and I heard a swimmer yelling, "Help, shark, help!" You know, I knew that shark wasn't going to help that swimmer. Hey, sharks are known for winning the championship. Oh, man. Another underwater creature that wields a powerful weapon is the pistol shrimp. This crustacean sensation gets its name from an enlarged front claw that operates like a handgun. One side of the claw cocks back like a hammer, then flies forward at 115 kilometers per hour, vaporizing water molecules and creating something called a cavitation bubble. The bubble implodes and sends out a shockwave that can stun or kill small ocean creatures. Scientists examined this bubble closely and discovered that the center of it reaches 4,800 degrees Celsius for a fraction of a second. That's nearly the temperature of the sun's surface. When the pistol goes off, it lets off an audible pop. If you swim through a reef full of pistol shrimp, and don't we all want to? You'll hear a sound like a crackling fire or Rice Krispies with milk poured over them. During World War II, the U.S. Navy used pistol shrimp static as an acoustic screen to hide their submarines, allowing them to sneak into Japanese harbors undetected. I know this sounds incredible. Trust me, I'm not making it up. Romans 1:20 says, "Since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made." Sharks, shrimp, even snakes reveal the nature of our Creator. I'm thankful for these awesome creatures, and I'm thankful scientists have yet to cross a dog with a snake, because I, for one, do not want a loyal snake.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."